Beginning to feel as though there ought to be bars on the windows. She looked up, not even sure why she felt so out of sorts. "I appreciate your thoughtfulness, Eleanor, but you shouldn't be worrying about me. It is my job to worry about you. I am supposed to be your companion during this confinement." But she wasn't proving very good at it, snapping over kind gestures, unwilling to read a perfectly pleasant book. An apology was needed, of that she was sure. But before she could find the words to beg forgiveness for her churlish behaviour, her sister gave a low moan from the bed. Mary jumped from her chair, the book and the flowers and her irritation forgotten. "Is everything all right?" She placed a hand against Eleanor's forehead, her mind racing with all the things that could be wrong. Ruptured spleen, cholera, poisoned by the beef served at luncheon. But one possibility needed no imaginative embellishment to send her stomach twisting. It was at least 2 months too early for the baby to come. "Should I ring for a maid?" she asked, worried. "Call the doctor?" "No, the doctor is due to stop by this afternoon anyway, and I... oof." Eleanor breathed out through her nose, then took up Mary's hand and pressed it against her abdomen. "I think the baby is just feeling a bit vigorous today." Mary felt a violent kick beneath her palm and gasped at the force of it. Eleanor offered a thin smile. "He is going to be as strapping as Ashington, I fear." Mary hovered, afraid to keep her hand in place, afraid to pull it away. The thump came again, hard enough to startle her, even though she was anticipating it now. Good heavens, how was her sister surviving such an internal assault? It suddenly occurred to her that a ruptured spleen might not be such a far-fetched notion, after all. She looked up at her sister, studying her face. Eleanor tried to hide her exhaustion behind a veil of happy smiles and rice powder, but the powder couldn't hide the dark smudges beneath her eyes or the way her shoulders hunched forward. Mary was reminded in that moment of how much she didn't know, how much she would never know. She was 26 years old, unmarried, and only permitted this terrifying glimpse into impending motherhood because her sister had sought to share it with her. She pulled her hand away from her sister's stomach as the maid came in to announce the doctor's perfectly timed arrival. She still felt shaken by the strength in that kick. She'd read enough about heroines who died in childbirth to know what was at stake here. As they waited for the doctor to be shown up, Eleanor pursed her lips, seeming to sense the shift in her mood. "What is the matter?" Mary shook her head. Eleanor always teased her about her vivid imagination, and she'd learned long ago to keep such thoughts to herself. "It is nothing. Don't lie to me, Mary." Eleanor wagged a finger at her. "I've always been able to sense when something is bothering you." "That's because you were usually the one doing the bothering." "Tell me." Eleanor wiggled her fingers. "Or I shall have to tickle it out of you, as I did when we were children." "As if you could catch me in your condition," Mary scoffed, softening her sarcasm with a smile. "It is just, aren't you worried about the coming birth?" "Goodness, what a question!" Eleanor shook her head hard enough to set her diamond ear bobs swinging. Another gift from dear Ashington, no doubt. "Why should I be worried?" Mary swallowed her immediate response. Not to put too fine a point on it, but why shouldn't her sister be worried? Books were full of morbid examples of women dying in the most terrible, gruesome ways. Childbirth was but one of the ways a heroine could meet her end. There was also gunshot, consumption, carriage accidents, summer colds, not to mention the ever-popular pox. But those were not the sort of things one said out loud, especially not to a woman in the final stages of her confinement.